time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for rain with a high of 83. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education met last night and unanimously approved a tentative return-to-school plan, including a recommendation saying masks can be worn but will not be required. The school also said it cannot ask students their COVID vaccination status. Superintendent Jill Fulkerson reiterated this is a tentative plan, and she said the school has not received any guidance or recommendations from the IHSA about athletics. They're also awaiting guidance on quarantine procedures in the event of a positive student or staff member, and she said parents will be involved in the process going forward. Superintendent Fulkerson said the breezeway door and gymnasium AC projects have both faced product availability issues, and she again said she agreed with other taxing body representatives in opposing any changes made to the TIF distribution ordinance. In personnel moves, Justin Townsend was named FCHS Athletic Director. He replaces Assistant Principal Bobby Wells, who will assume additional administrative duties. The board regretfully accepted the resignations of Assistant Football Coach Henry Simmers and Individual Aide Melissa Stewart. Fall coaches were unanimously rehired, and volunteer coaches were approved. A list can be found on our headlines page. In other action, board members approved a change order for the Bell system to include additional clocks from Midwest Telecom, with Chris Miller abstaining in the vote. They approved the same fees as last year for the 2021-2022 year, approved handbook changes, and approved the purchase of a lift from MH Equipment for $14,200 to be used for maintenance. The purchase of new stage curtains was tabled and will be revisited in the future. More news next.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois. We just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
At Eubinger's Furniture Company, we know that everyone likes to get something free. So for a limited time, we're giving away a free foundation with the purchase of a new mattress. The free foundation sale includes all sizes and series that Eubinger stock. That means savings of possibly over $450. Is it free nice? So hurry out to Eubinger's free foundation sale, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Trust Bank is pleased to offer mobile pay through Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Wallet. Linking your Trust Bank debit card to these services is easy and makes paying for your purchases simple. Mobile pay is the most convenient way to make person-to-person payments. Paying at your favorite business can be contactless with mobile pay and Trust Bank. Trust Bank, bring prosperity together. Member FDIC.
In other news, Fairfield Memorial Hospital says a new orthopedic surgical clinic will begin seeing patients August 2nd in the FMH Medical Arts Complex Suite E in Fairfield. The team will see patients in that location until their new offices in the Hospital Expansion Edition are completed, and appointments can be made by calling 847-4282. Orthopedic surgeon Corey Blank and physician assistant Rebecca Blank will see patients of all ages through the clinic and hospital, providing surgical and non-surgical services with personalized treatment plans. A list of services offered can be found on our headlines page. Corey Blank is a graduate of Wayne City High School and completed his medical training at the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Rockford. He completed his residency in orthopedic surgery and rehabilitation with the Southern Illinois University in Springfield. His wife, Rebecca, completed her PA training at Harding University and her orthopedic sports medicine training in Little Rock, Arkansas. She was most recently a part of the Orthopedic Center of Illinois in Springfield. FMH invites the public to attend a meet-and-greet for the Blanks on Wednesday from 4 to 6 in the Medical Arts Complex Education Room. Light refreshments will be served, and promotional gifts will be given to attendees. As a reminder, due to IDPH and CDC regulations for healthcare organizations, attendees will be required to wear face coverings and go through a screening station. The Wayne County Fair wraps up this weekend. With 4-H awards and a livestock auction in the books, only grandstand events and carnival rides remain. Tonight's event is the rodeo at 7 o'clock, and Fair President Gary Carter says, as with some other planned events, this year's iteration will be different than past rodeos.
We're bringing in a new rodeo this year, and they're going to have everything a rodeo does except calf roping. You know, the barrel racing and all that will still be the same, but they're bringing broncos this year, so we're going to have some bronco riding. And one of the other features that they're bringing in is mutton busting. All these little kids get an opportunity to ride on some of these sheep. Kids like that, enjoy that, look forward to that, dress up for it, and it's always fun to watch them head out of there. I always wonder, why do you shear these sheep right before the mutton busted? There is nothing for them to hang on to. And we've seen them go over over their head, but it's fun to watch them, and that's an exciting time.
The final fair event will be the popular Demolition Derby, set to begin tomorrow at 7. Illinois Republican gubernatorial candidate Paul Schimpf says the state is in need of a parents' bill of rights. He says parents, not the government, should have the final authority and responsibility to make decisions concerning their child's education, health care, and overall growth.
There needs to be kind of a fundamental reset of the relationship between parents and their state government. Some of the policy proposals that we've seen either passed in the Illinois General Assembly or come close to passing would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. And really, you know, I was a state senator for 4 years. The maddest I ever got as a state senator on the floor of the Illinois Senate was when there was a bill that was passed to give contraception products to children age 12 in schools without even notifying the parents. And my remarks that I made on the floor of the Senate at the time where I said, look, you know, I've gotten used to incompetent government and high taxes, but I will never accept or tolerate a state government trying to take away my ability to raise my kids in accordance with my values.
Appearing on the Community Connection, he spoke on the state's proposal of eliminating coal plants by 2035. He says he worked with the Department of Defense for Environment and Energy Issues a decade ago.
I have a lot of experience actually working on environment and energy issues, and I think it's probably safe to say that I've forgotten more about climate change than Governor Pritzker currently knows. And the reality is, by closing our coal-fired plants in Illinois, all he's going to do is put us at risk of experiencing the same rolling blackouts, you know, that have plagued California, and it's not going to do a single thing to change the climate of our planet. So Governor Pritzker, you know, is terribly misguided. He's going to destroy our energy economy in Illinois. He's going to jeopardize our energy security. And he's really doing this just to do some environmental virtue signaling and satisfy radical extreme environmental groups.
A climate bill was anticipated to pass the General Assembly earlier this year, but the Senate decided not to call it for a vote. In addition to closing coal plants by 2035, the bill would see gas plants close by 2045 and increase funding for clean energy. The Hamilton County Health Department announced 10 new cases of COVID-19 since Monday, bringing its total to 832. 2 people were hospitalized, and 11 were in isolation. Jefferson County added 7 cases yesterday. The State Department of Public Health announced 861 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 7 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,399,270 cases and 23,350 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 6.3% on the 12th, up from 5.4% on the 11th. According to dph.illinois.gov, as of yesterday afternoon, Wayne County's positivity rate from July 1st through the 12th was 3.1%, with 254 total tests performed. Edwards County had a rate of 14% with 93 tests. White County was at 10.8%, Wabash at 13%, and Hamilton at 12.7%, each with at least 130 tests performed. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a package of new reform laws aimed at protecting the most vulnerable people in the Illinois justice system. He says the state is now the first in the nation to ban police from using deception when interrogating young people.
False confessions have played a role in far too many wrongful convictions, leading to painful and often life-altering consequences. And that rings true for the youth who are most vulnerable to these tactics.
Chicago Representative Justin Slaughter says the package of reform laws has been a long time coming.
It was so very important for us to do this. Our state was really developing a terrible reputation for being the wrongful conviction, false confession capital of the country.
Other laws signed by the governor provide more protections for participants in restorative justice programs and create a resentencing task force to study ways to reduce the Illinois prison population. Amtrak resumes full service next week. Kim Howard has more.
Service levels had been cut in half during the pandemic, but will resume normal operations come Monday. Illinois Department of Transportation spokesperson Paul Wapple says there will be 5 daily trips between Chicago and St. Louis.
And that includes Amtrak, National, Texas Eagle, 2 daily round trips between Chicago and Quincy, and 3 daily round trips between Chicago and Carbondale. And that includes the Amtrak, National, City of New Orleans. So full service will be restored.
Tickets can be purchased online at Amtrak.com/Midwest. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Today's crude oil price is $64.75. That's down $1.50 from yesterday. The August crude oil price is $71.58. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be Illinois gubernatorial candidate Paul Schimpf. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Morning Coffee will feature Jeremy Smith, Colin McDuffie, and Gordy Toombs. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
It may be hot outside, but check out the cool deals inside at Uniquely Rustique. They have new journals, devotionals, checkbook covers, and inspirational gifts for all of those special people you know. Don't forget that the annual Teacher Appreciation Sale will be July 26th through August 7th. There will be a special shopping bag given away, and extra savings will be applied to any 3 items that fit in the bag. Come visit Uniquely Rustique or visit our website at uniquelyrustique.com and like us on Facebook.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With 4 convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their 4 convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 49-year-old Benton resident Danny Ray Brown died on Wednesday. Danny Brown is survived by his son Jesse, 3 granddaughters, 1 brother, and several nieces and nephews. No formal services for Danny Brown will be held at this time. Golson Funeral Home is assisting the family. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Doris E. Osterman died on Monday. Doris Osterman is survived by daughters Brenda and Cheryl, brothers Alvin and Forrest, 3 grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Doris Osterman will be held at 11 o'clock on Saturday, tomorrow, at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 83-year-old Carmi resident Burtis Jean Knight died on Tuesday. Burtis Knight is survived by his wife Sandra, children Becky, Regina, Linda, and Franklin, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and siblings Loyal, Gerald, and Vanetta. Services for Burtis Knight will be held at 11 o'clock on Saturday, tomorrow, at Stendebach Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for rain with a high of 83. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
The grandstand will be packed for this year's Wayne County Fair, Friday night for the FNB TNA Rodeo, and Saturday night for the Demolition Derby. The Rodeo and Demolition Derby will start at 7. Come and watch these events and get your card punched for the Attend to Win $1,000 cash drawing at the Wayne County Fair in Fairfield. While you're there, stop by the Floral Hall and see all the entries, try out the rides, and some of the best food around. FNB TNA Rodeo Friday night, Demolition Derby Saturday night, both start at 7.
In today's environment, being able to do all of your banking from home is not only convenient, but a necessity. People's National Bank makes it easy for you to do your banking without actually going to the bank. From online banking, mobile banking, free mobile deposit, to transferring funds and paying bills, it's easy and convenient for you to do your banking all from your mobile phone or computer. Get started by going to peoplesnationalbank.com to sign up for online banking today. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC.
Harris Insurance Group LTD would like to invite you to their pavilion in Mount Carmel tonight to listen to Athens Creek playing from 7 to 9. Athens Creek Band will be playing Americana, rock, and country music for a fun-filled evening. This free concert will have food trucks available on site. Come join them for a great family evening that will be full of fun and enjoyment. That's tonight, and tonight only in Mount Carmel. Athens Creek Band playing from 7 to 9 at the pavilion in Mount Carmel.
This is Russell Blackford with Mitchell Insurance Agency here in Fairfield. Our agency is aggressively seeking new clients. That's why we're asking for your business. I've observed television ads representing low-cost auto insurance coverage only to find out later they didn't have the protection they thought. This usually happens at the time of a loss. Not a good time to learn this. People are enticed to purchase insurance based on the cost. For the best possible service and right coverage, call us today at 847-2071.
And time now for a Friday check of sports. The Cardinals host the Giants tonight in their first game following the All-Star break. Adam Wainwright will start for St. Louis. The Cards are tied with the Cubs for third place in the NL Central with a record of 44-46. The Cardinals will honor longtime catcher Ted Simmons later this month. The Club Hall of Famer will have his number 23 retired and a statue unveiled in a pregame ceremony on July 31st. The 8-time All-Star played for St. Louis from 1968 to 1980. His statue will be the 12th outside of Busch Stadium. The Cubs and White Sox are back in action today as well. The Cubs are in Arizona to face off against the Diamondbacks. Kyle Hendricks will get the start for the North Siders against Madison Bumgarner. The White Sox host the Astros. Dylan Cease will start for the South Side. The Cubs likely retooling before the trade deadline appears to be underway. The club traded veteran outfielder Jock Peterson to the Braves in exchange for power-hitting prospect Bryce Ball. It was the first domino in what is expected to be a busy couple of weeks for Chicago. Cubs president of baseball operations Jed Hoyer said the team would be listening to offers following the recent 11-game losing streak. And the Yankees' second-half opener was postponed due to a number of players testing positive for COVID-19. Major League Baseball has yet to make a decision on postponing Friday's game against the Red Sox as well. The deadline for the Bears to sign Allen Robinson to a long-term extension passed without a deal. The veteran wideout will now play the 2021 season under the franchise tag. Robinson will make nearly $18 million under the tag, but won't be able to sign a new contract with Chicago until after next season. The 27-year-old had 102 catches for 1,250 yards with 6 touchdowns last season. He's just the 4th player in team history to record at least 100 receptions in a season. The Suns will look to rally the Valley when they host the Bucks for Game 5 of the NBA Finals on Saturday in Phoenix. The Suns and Bucks are tied at 2 games apiece in the series after Milwaukee won both games at home. Devin Booker scored 42 points for the Suns in a 109-103 loss in Game 4. Chris Middleton scored 40 points in the win to help the Bucks tie the series. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with 26 points and 14 rebounds in the win. Washington Wizards guard and St. Louis native Bradley Beal has been ruled out of the Olympics with COVID-19, while Detroit Pistons forward Jeremy Grant has been placed in health and safety protocol. While Beal won't travel to Tokyo, Team USA head coach Greg Popovich indicated that Grant will most likely be able to remain with the team. USA basketball officials met Thursday morning about potential replacements for Beal. The U.S. men's basketball team will not be playing its scheduled exhibition against Australia on Friday, according to The Athletic. The game has been canceled as the USA deals with players in health and safety protocols. The U.S. will instead close out the exhibition slate with a contest against Spain on Sunday. After that, they will head for Tokyo as they prepare for another run at the gold medal in the Olympics. NFL cornerback Richard Sherman is being released from jail without bail under certain conditions. Sherman was arrested early Wednesday morning after trying to break into his in-law's home near Seattle. King County District Judge Fayomami Masani didn't set a bail for his release under the conditions that Sherman does not have contact with his father-in-law, use alcohol or non-prescription drugs, or possess a weapon. The former San Francisco 49er and Stanford standout has a hearing scheduled for Friday, but can be represented on behalf of his attorney. There is probable cause that Sherman committed 4 offenses. New details about NFL quarterback Tom Brady's knee surgery are coming to light. The Tampa Bay Times reports Brady had surgery to repair a torn MCL that he originally suffered during his last season with the New England Patriots in 2019. The Super Bowl MVP was never officially listed on an injury report by the Buccaneers last year. Brady and the Bucs opened training camp on July 25th. Louis Oosthuizen is firing his way into an early lead in the Open Championship at Royal St. George's Golf Club in England. The 2010 winner of the Claret Jug has a 1-stroke lead ahead of Jordan Spieth and Brian Harman. Webb Simpson and Stuart Kink lead a group at 4-under. Defending champion Shane Lowry is 7 strokes back at 1-over, tied with 2020 U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau. NASCAR is ready to race into New Hampshire. The Cup Series will race the Fox Woods Resort Casino 301 on Sunday from Loudoun. Kyle Busch will start on the pole. Busch is coming off a second-place finish in Atlanta. Martin Truex Jr. will be in the front row alongside Busch, and last week's winner, Kurt Busch, will start the race in 4th place. And taking a look at today's sports schedule in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals will face off against the San Francisco Giants. You can hear that game starting at 6:15 on our sister station, 105.9 WOKZ. In other baseball action, the Cubs will take on the Diamondbacks. It'll be Miami at Philadelphia, the Mets at the Pirates, the Padres at the Nationals, the Brewers at the Reds, and the Dodgers at the Rockies. In American League action, the Twins take on the Tigers. It'll be the Red Sox versus the Yankees, the Rangers at the Blue Jays, the Twins at Detroit, the Orioles face off against the Royals, the Astros take on the White Sox, the Mariners travel to Los Angeles to face off against the Angels, and the Cleveland Indians are in Oakland to face the A's. Tampa Bay will also play in Atlanta. And that's a Friday check of sports. Have a great rest of your day. And now taking a look at weather today, calling for a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 83. Overnight tonight, a 60% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, low near 68. Saturday, calling for a 40% chance of showers and storms, partly sunny skies with a high around 83, and a 20% chance of showers and storms continuing on Sunday as well. Sunday's high, 82. Finally, we'll see mostly sunny skies return to the forecast on Monday. Monday will be around 83 degrees. Yesterday's high was 91. The overnight low was 69. We had trace amounts of precip yesterday. So far today, we've received 90 one-hundredths of an inch total. That brings our July levels to 3 65/100 inches. Yearly precip now sits at 27 35/100 overall. Currently, barometric pressure at 30.01, holding steady. Dew point also steady at 69 degrees. 100% humidity level with 5-mile visibility. Right now, we have heavy rain here at the studio 2 miles east of Fairfield, and it's 69 degrees.